Today is Wednesday, May 10th, 2017. Regular meeting with the Recreation Commission. The request is on the commission of reporting consideration of docket number 2016-087. Patricia Pope and Sesto versus Mayor City of Derby, please commission meeting of Derby and the City of Derby.
Could you identify yourself for the record, please?
Yes, my name is Francis Teodosio, so T-E-O-D-O-S-I-O, representing the Derby Board of Police Commissioners and any other defendants, accepting the mayor. The mayor is no longer a party to this matter based on the decision.
Okay, and I'm going to just ask you again, so it's on the record, is Patricia Colfrancesco coming to this hearing?
I do not believe she is, but that is secondary information that I have. I have not spoken to her directly.
Okay, since you're the only one here, you have the floor.
Gentlemen, you have in front of you a prepared decision by one of your hearing officers who's on behalf of the police commission I'm disagreeing with. Essentially, we had an attorney client work product that we shared with the Derby police chief in a disciplinary hearing. We were hearing officer warrants our providing a person, in this case the chief of police, with all the information we have. If dismissal is a potential penalty, and dismissal is or was a potential penalty at the time of this hearing. In fact, we, in the letter that is cited by the hearing officer, mentioned that that's the March 12th letter. I'm sorry, the March 8th letter in your paragraph 12 findings, we notified the chief that perhaps the circumstance of dismissal might be a scenario. Now, 2020 hindsight is wonderful, and it ended up just being a disciplinary action on the part of the commission, but we did not know that, nor could we represent to the chief at the time the hearing was convening or prepared to be convened that that was going to be the case. And that was the premise under which we released that document to him. Your hearing officer has indicated it has not been released to anybody else, and we would argue that 7-278 provides the chief with the due process that is necessary for us to comply with the statute, which we did, and I would ask you not to find the circumstance of waiver of the privilege.
Who did the report? Who authored the report?
The report was authored by a private attorney, and your hearing officer found that that was on all fours with the Maxwell case regarding it being a privileged matter. It was attorney Eric Brown. I am the attorney for the commission, but because we were involved in litigation with other matters for the client of the complainant, I did not think it was appropriate for me to be reviewing the particulars of the proceeding. I asked them to get outside counsel. And we're very insistent with regard to our position. If the commission is not in agreement with us, what I would ask as a minimum is that there be some kind of in-camera inspection ordered of that document before it is released, because one of the premises of your hearing officer was that we could just carve it up and give certain information to the chief of police. I don't think it's that easy when you take a look at that document. And lastly, we are dealing with the chief of police here, and I believe that he should at least be allowed some proper protocol.
Any further questions?
There is a case, Anzio, which talks about the process afforded to the chief of police. It's written by Judge Peters, and it's replete with a summary of all of the things that were proper about that case with regard to due process.
So was there a full hearing on this issue?
Or did you reach a disposition after receiving the report?
There was a vote. There was a hearing. There was a discussion among the three offices, the three commissioners, and then a decision was rendered.
And had they already received a copy of the report by that point?
They had, yes.
And had they given a copy of the chief by that point?
We did. We did that before the hearing. But they had never met to convene to discuss what was going to happen, they being the commission members. Just because there was a recommendation there, our position is when the three of them got together, that's when the decision was made.
When in the scheme of things did the chief get a copy of the report?
Approximately 4 days before.
Before the hearing?
Yes.
Okay, so at the time of the hearing, then the chief had a copy of it, and the commissioners had a copy of it, and the chief had no vote, right, with what the commissioners were doing for discipline?
No, but the chief had the right to rebut if he chose to rebut.
Of course, so did the chief.
The chief had the right to rebut.
I'm sorry. So did the. Okay.
Was evidence presented at the hearing, other than just this report?
Within the report, there is, if you will, facts found by the hearing. Not the hearing officer, attorney Eric Brown, or facts suggested.
But was evidence presented at the hearing, or was it just the report that was presented?
It was the report that was presented.
And no testimony, no documentary evidence?
Other than the report, no, sir.
I had recused myself from a case that involved the town of Berlin and a report about one of its board members or something. And I believe that again, I recused myself from this, so I don't really have great recollection of it. But I think that in that circumstance, they had the report, and the report was not a public record. But in this case, it is a public record?
Well, it's not a public...
Similar, but factually different from what I recall.
It is factually different.
We're talking about the same
case,
I think. That was a partial... It started out as a complete waiver case, and then it turned into a partial waiver case, because in that case, first of all, the report wasn't shared as it was with the chief.
Okay, it was just a world report by the attorney.
It was a written report, but at the meeting at which the body that was deliberating on the report met, they ultimately adopted some of the recommendations or something from the attorney-client privilege report. So in adopting that and making those recommendations public, the commission found that that was a waiver. Initially, the commission found that it was a complete waiver of the entire report. But following some back and forth, I think we might have even gone to the court on that, and it came back to us. And then we found a partial waiver, and the trick was figuring out what constituted the partial waiver, how much of it was waived, and that was where our work was in the latter part of that case, but factually different insofar as not shared in the manner it was here. And
okay, so the difference is the sharing part.
Yeah.
Copies to everyone involved kind of thing.
I believe so.
I don't know. I've got some problem with this. I understand the argument that was it really waiver when they gave a copy to the party that was the subject of the proposed discipline? Was that really a waiver, or was it really just, was the intention there just to give them what he's entitled to under the Constitution? I don't know.
I have one question for Colleen. Help with that. Colleen, is the evidence presented at this type of a hearing public record?
At this type of a hearing?
The hearing regarding the chief. I'm asking Colleen, I'm not asking you.
If it was conducted as a public hearing, as this statute contemplates, I imagine it would all be public, whatever's presented. I don't know necessarily that they had, in this instance, I wasn't the hearing officer, and I wasn't there, but whether they had a public hearing in accordance with 7-278. It doesn't sound to me like that's what they were doing. They got a report, and they were potentially going to discipline the chief, but I don't know if they went into this 7-278 mode that's contemplated here.
Did you go to executive session for this?
And this is in the report also. There were three steps to this. There was notification to the chief by letter as to what was going to happen. There was the convening of the executive session to discuss, and then they came out in a public forum, in a public hearing, and did a public vote. And the vote was counted in your findings of your hearing officer. Because the hearing officer says all that happened was there was an action to discipline, not dismiss. And there's a point made of that in paragraph where she talks about there was no dismissal here.
I don't know that that necessarily matters, does it? But I am concerned that we're not going
to my argument.
In that, if those facts are correct, as counsel is just reflecting, in that instance, is the basis for making the decision to make money announce it publicly, is that subject to they made a decision based on information they received, I guess, in the executive session.
Right.
They make the decision based on information they receive and say, here's our decision. Doesn't the public have a right to know what the basis of that decision was?
I think so, unless the record itself is exempt, is permissibly exempt. Discussing it permissibly in executive session.
Attorney client privilege, right?
That is the question. Is it a waiver to provide it under these circumstances? If it's not a waiver, it's shared with somebody outside of the attorney client relationship, then what is it? You have provided it to somebody who's outside of the relationship.
But we're in compliance with
it. Counsel, paragraph 21. States in the second line, however, it is found that the respondents failed to prove that due process required that the chief receive a copy of the report. How do you address that?
I address it as just a finding based on the information that we presented. We presented, and all of the facts that we presented are found here, the process that we followed. We did notify the chief that his position was in jeopardy. We did say in the letter that's cited, we are going to rely on all law, that being the contracts that we have with you, the Connecticut General Statutes, and there is a potential for some type of action here from the court, whether it be dismissal or discipline. And then, in accordance with what we thought was 7-278, we gave to him that document. Your own Freedom of Information Act says, unless otherwise provided by law.
Show me what language you're referring to in 7-278, please.
No active head of any police department or any. I'm not gonna quote it to you.
What provision in there are you referring to?
Where it says the power of dismissal, such person. Having been given notice in writing of the specific grounds for such dismissal and an opportunity to be heard in his own defense personally or by counsel. Based on that, there was a letter sent to the chief saying, we have X, Y, and Z on the table. We have a report that is suggesting that this is what should happen. Within this report, are the facts within this report? Is the suggestion and recommendation to us? You have a right to come before us and argue against this if you choose. And I'm paraphrasing our letter, but the letter has been submitted.
I've done several hearings like this with police chiefs, but suppose you had given them the notice and just said the grounds. The grounds are you're consorting with known criminals, okay? And you didn't. That would be enough notice to give him. It seems to me what you're talking about is the evidence of the, in my case, consorting with known criminals, or an opinion based on that. And I don't know. I don't see that the statute requires you to give him the evidence or the legal the basis. I think it was nice to give it to him, but I don't know that.
But I would defer to the case of Judge Peters. Judge Peters, in talking about...
What case are you referring to?
It is the case of Anzio versus the Board of Police Commissioners, 229 Connecticut 703. You have a copy of my memorandum, and it's on page 3 of my memorandum. It's the last paragraph. Call your attention to number 2.
But is this an investigative report or is this an appeal?
It was everything. And it's found in your hearing officer's report.
Doesn't that make a difference? If it's an attorney-client privilege or if it's just an investigative report?
The case law says if the attorney is doing it, it's always in. Initially.
To your point, in terms of the notice that was required to be given to the individual, when I've been aware of these situations, involved in them to some degree, you usually give a letter and you say, these are the grounds. You're going to have an opportunity to come to a hearing and defend yourself against these grounds that we've set forth for you. I think you're right that the notice provision, and I think the hearing officer's point report also points that out, that it's not required that you give your report that you're claiming is attorney-client privilege to the person.
Yeah, I think there's a distinction between that and investigative report. I mean, the way we always interpreted that was that if you have investigative reports, meaning there's an officer doing investigative work or some background, you hire an investigator who does some light work, they're entitled to that. But
may I quote number 10? It is found that the complaint was filed by a former city employee against the Derby.
Sorry, what were you reading?
Paragraph 10 of the hearing officer report. It is found that upon receipt of the complaint, the chairman of the commission sought legal advice from the corporation counsel. It goes on to say it was investigated. In addition to suggestions. So there were facts in there. And the hearing officer finds that but for the transfer to the chief, this is all privileged.
But your argument is that you did. The argument is that you waived that privilege when you presented it to the chief. Your argument is you didn't waive that privilege. You had to give him that report to notify him under 7-278.
Correct. I was answering the question about if it was an investigative document, would it be different? And I'm just saying that your hearing officer rolled it all together as one exempt document, so that distinction is not there.
But you never really had a hearing, did you? This particular case, right? There was no hearing. It was just the board went into executive session, and did the chief actually present evidence, or was he able to cross-examine witnesses?
The chief was able to rebut the report if he chose to. He was able to bring witnesses if he chose to. I do not think he brought any witnesses, but I do believe he rebutted the report.
He did, okay.
But it wasn't a public hearing, as the statute calls for, right?
But he's entitled to go into executive session with regard to a hearing.
I'm just asking, it wasn't a public hearing as, conducted in public the way the statute references it?
I don't think the statute says it says a public hearing, but it doesn't say conducted in public. Because everything is a public hearing before you go into executive session. Makes me think. This is a public hearing.
chief elected to do it in executive session?
Council has asked us to take a look at the report, and I think take a brief recess, unless anybody's...
Well, no, but we have...
I don't have it. The report's prepared. The report was not submitted as part of...
I don't think it was submitted as, because the issue was waiver. Is that correct? Maybe the hearing officer might want to... Is that correct? You didn't take it in camera, right?
Kathleen?
There was no need to take the record in camera. I mean, the reason that we take records in camera is if we're unsure whether the record is exempt or not. He actually won on that issue. So I found, based on the testimony that was presented, that the record was privileged. So there was no need for me to take it in camera to look at it. And even now, what would that accomplish? The issue is not whether it's privileged. The issue is whether there was a waiver of the privilege.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think I'm inclined to agree with the hearing officer's report that the privilege document was waived.
I don't know. It's closer for me as whether or not it was waived. I mean, I have a hard time seeing it.
Wasn't the client, it wasn't the attorney, so it was definitely a third party.
May have had their reasons, but their reasons may have led to a waiver. I think that's the conclusion here. The parties did brief the issue of waiver, right, for the
yes.
hearing officer?
That's
I don't
correct.
Know if that might be something the commission want to review.
Yeah.
Suggest we continue.
Yeah, I would move to continue it so we get a little more time to review the memory. It's a significant issue, I think, in terms of termination of chiefs and the statutory rights they have.
Okay.
I would move to continue.
I'll second that.
Yes.
Motion's been made. Is it tabled or continued?
Oh, sorry.
Tabled.
I guess tabled.
Yeah. It's tabled.
Sorry,
there's no discussion on the table.
Motion's, would you
second
to table?
Yes.
Second. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Procedure of the work.
We're going to be back here after we have more
thank you.
Opportunity to review all the.
We'll send the report out again to you with the date of when the commission will need to consider it.